Hello, this is Michelle Lind. Welcome to the AAR podcast on listing and selling REOs. This podcast will last approximately 10 minutes. Arizona is reported to have one of the highest foreclosure rates in the nation. As a result, many realtors will be involved in the sale of properties that are owned by lenders. The vast majority of foreclosures in Arizona occur through a trustee sale. A trustee sale is a foreclosure by public auction conducted by a trustee pursuant to the rights granted in the deed of trust recorded when the owner purchased the property. If the lender is the highest bidder at the trustee sale, the property reverts back to the lender and the lender takes title. In such a case, the lender then owns the property. When listed for sale, these properties are represented by listing brokers as foreclosures or bank-owned, lender-owned, or very commonly REOs, which stand for real estate-owned properties. When the lender enters into a contract to sell their REO properties, the lender is generally treated like any other seller from a legal perspective. However, transactions involved in the sale of lender-owned properties often involve several unique aspects. For example, most lenders sell their REOs as is. If the lender directs that the property be sold as is, use the AAR as is addendum if at all possible. The AAR as is addendum will define the terms of the sale and address the affected provisions in the AAR residential purchase contract. The as-is addendum provides that the parties agree that the property is being sold in its existing condition and the seller makes no warranty to the buyer, except the seller agrees to maintain and repair the premises so that at the earlier of possession or close of escrow, the property will be in substantially the same condition as of time of the contract. The as-is addendum allows the buyer to conduct inspections during the inspection period, and the buyer retains the right to cancel the contract if the buyer disapproves of items. The buyer retains the right to cancel the contract during the inspection period, even though the seller is not obligated to correct any defects. Be aware, however, that some lenders require their own as-is addendum, even if the AAR as addendum has been executed by the parties. Lenders may also require the parties to execute other addenda related to the transaction. The brokers and the buyer should very carefully review and understand the terms of these addenda. Other unique aspects of REO sales involve disclosures. Rarely, if ever, will a lender complete a seller's property disclosure statement. Nonetheless, a lender seller has a legal obligation to disclose all known defects to the buyer, even when selling the property as is. If the lender indicates that an SPDS will not be provided, a buyer's broker should nonetheless advise the buyer to request the SPDS in the offer. The seller can respond with a counteroffer that the SPDS will not be provided. However, before the buyer accepts the counteroffer agreeing that an SPDS will not be provided, the buyer's broker should provide the buyer with a blank copy of the form. A blank copy of the SPDS form will enable the buyer to make an informed decision regarding whether to waive the seller's property disclosure statement. In these circumstances, a buyer's broker would be wise to also obtain the buyer's written acknowledgement of receipt of the blank form. The buyer can and should utilize the blank SPDS as a checklist in conducting the desired inspections and investigations on the property. Also, the SPDS can prompt questions that will assist the buyer in evaluating the property. The lead-based paint disclosure is also required if the REO is target property. Federal lead-based paint law requires that before a buyer is obligated under any contract to purchase a home constructed prior to 1978, that the seller must make certain lead-based paint disclosures to the buyer. However, under the law, foreclosure transactions are exempt from the lead-based paint disclosure requirements. However, it's very important to understand what foreclosure transactions means. What foreclosure transaction means under the law is that a trustee at a foreclosure sale who is enforcing the terms of the deed of trust is not considered a seller and is not required to make the lead-based paint disclosures. However, when the seller becomes the owner at the trustee sale, the lender is required to comply with the lead-based paint disclosure law when they sell the REO. Thus, the lead-based paint disclosure exemption applies only to the actual trustee sale, but not to the retail sale of the REO that was originally acquired through foreclosure. The affidavit of disclosure is also required for affected property. As you know, under the law, a seller of 5 or few parcels of land in an unincorporated area of the county, other than subdivided land, is required to furnish a written affidavit of disclosure to the buyer at least 7 days before the transfer of the property. The only exemptions to this requirement are a trustee of a deed of trust who is selling the property by trustee sale, or any officer who is selling property by execution sale to enforce a judgment or to foreclose a mortgage. Therefore, again, when selling an REO after foreclosure in an unincorporated area of the county that is not in a subdivision, the lender seller must provide the buyer with an affidavit of disclosure, and the affidavit must be recorded at close of escrow. Finally, there have been questions about REOs on a septic tank. We know that any on-site wastewater treatment facility, whether it be conventional septic or an alternative system, that has been approved for use after January 2001 must be inspected within 6 months prior to recordation of the deed evidencing a transfer in ownership, and within 15 days after the date of ownership change, the buyer is responsible for submitting the inspection form to the applicable county agency. Now, there is no explicit exemption in this rule for the foreclosure transaction. Therefore, we contacted Joan Card, Director of the Water Quality Division at the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, and asked whether the inspection and notice of transfer requirements are waived when the property is transferred by trustee sale. Director Card responded that the ADEQ does not consider a trustee sale a property transfer between a buyer and seller, and accordingly the requirements of the rule are not triggered. However, when the lender sells the property after foreclosure, the Department of Environmental Quality considers this a property transfer, and the lender is required to comply with the rules. In other words, when the REO property is listed for sale after the foreclosure, the lender is required to obtain a septic inspection, and the buyer is required to file a notice of transfer form at close of escrow. Notably, if the AAR as is addendum has been executed in the transaction, the parties agree to complete and execute an AAR on-site wastewater treatment facility addendum in which the seller agrees to pay for the facility inspections, fees, or repairs. In conclusion, brokers often question whether lenders selling REO properties are governed by the same laws as typical sellers. But because the lender is an owner-seller, the short answer to that question is yes. Lenders are obligated to comply with the same laws as other sellers. The penalties for violating these laws range from civil liability, including rescission rights, to monetary or criminal sanctions. Therefore, advise your lender sellers to comply with these laws. And if they have doubts, suggest they contact their legal department. Thank you for listening to the AAR podcast on listing and selling REOs, and have a wonderful day.